علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the 76th sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And I wish you all a very blessed month of Ramadan, especially now that we are in the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan, where we need to fully gear ourselves towards spirituality and strengthen our bond with our Creator as much as we can. And we pray to Allah then that we continue to have energy towards the next 10 days and the next 10 days after that. Normally what happens is that we use up all our energies in the first 10 days, and then when the second 10 and the third 10 days come, our energies are weaker. We'll try to balance out so that we can continue throughout this whole month in the best way possible. And it's a moment to ponder and reflect on our actions and our lives and the purpose of our existence. All of it is a wonderful chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And few religions have this special opportunity and this advanced spiritual program that includes so many facets of a person's life. So be happy and be proud of this wonderful opportunity and this beautiful religion that you have been blessed with, and take advantage of it. Inshallah, we are going to discuss about the meaning of mercy. We already discussed about it previously. Inshallah, today we will develop on the definition a little bit more.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we've been talking about the meaning of mercy, especially since the 76th sermon of Nahjul Balagha starts off with Imam Ali alayhi salam saying, Rahim Allah, that means may Allah have mercy on Fulan and Fulan. Maybe may Allah have mercy upon a person who, for example, listens carefully and abides and etc., etc., etc. So we are trying to understand what this mercy is. And we explain that mercy is an attribute or a state of being whereby a person recognizes the weakness and need of another person and willfully solves that need and alleviates that weakness or fills the gap that exists in a person. This is an act of mercy. And the state that that person has is a state of being mercy, an attribute of being merciful. Now, when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being merciful, what does it mean? See, when we human beings become merciful on someone, it is mostly a reactionary, phenomenon. So for example, I see someone crying for example, food or something, and I feel in my heart that, you know, I need to help this person. And then I go towards helping that person. So you see, this is a reactionary feeling. But this does not make sense for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This form of reactionary mercy is not something that we can attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already has all perfections necessary for mercy to manifest itself. All the perfections necessary. He knows the needs of all the entities. And He has the power to solve their needs. He already has all of that which is necessary for mercy to come. It's not like us. You see? And secondly, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so lofty and perfect that nothing can effect a change in Him. He bears the attribute of absolute oneness. Now, when a person is absolutely one, these changes within a person's state, like we get in a human being, like these changes of states that human beings have, don't make sense for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why these changes don't make sense for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, we'll explain after the break.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when we talk about mercy, we say that mercy is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like the type of mercy we have on others. We as human beings, for example, when we say a person was merciful, it's because a person, you know, notices or recognizes something from the outside, and then there's a reactionary feeling in his heart. And mostly human beings are like that. This reactionary feeling doesn't make sense for Allah. First of all, we say that Allah has all the perfections necessary already with Him to show mercy. Number two is that Allah is so absolute that there cannot be a change of state in Him. Why? Because He's absolute. He's absolute in this sense that no entity from outside can cause any change in Him. If an entity from outside can cause a change in Him, that means He's not absolute. Okay? In other words, everything else depends on Him. How can something that depends on Him cause a change in Him? It doesn't make sense, isn't it? Okay, so someone may argue that no, the change is not because of a cause from outside, but it is because of a cause from inside. So then the question comes is that if there was something that is inside of Him that is causing that change, then we'll have to claim that God has parts and that one part is influencing another part in Him. And that would entail that God is composite, while God is not composite, He's not composed of anything. He's absolute. Therefore, it doesn't make sense that there is any change that has a cause from outside or a cause from inside. As such, we realize that we cannot say that there are any changes in God's state because of the fact that He's absolute. Now, what does it mean, therefore, that God is becoming merciful or God is merciful towards someone or towards other entities? Inshallah, we will discuss about this in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه